in Dunbarton. Thanks to you all for joining us here today, and to the minister once again for including me and the director in this recent tribute to the dedicated medical workers, emergency responders, and those providing essential services across Slovenia. As I was chatting with some of those being honored standing outside the hospital in Golnik, I mentioned that I too began my career in the medical field. Those light green scrubs and white shoes bring back good memories for me of how exhausting but also deeply rewarding it is to serve those in need. Seeing them was also a reminder of just how much we owe those who risked their lives during the COVID crisis to keep us safe and healthy. So while we should continue to thank them for the work they've been doing in the U.S. and here in Slovenia, we also need to start preparing for the future to better protect them and give them the tools they need should the coronavirus resurge in months to come, which is why we're here today, because the U.S. military has the utmost respect for their Slovenian partners and our long-standing defense relationship. The U.S. European Command did not hesitate when we asked what support they might be able to provide for Slovenia's efforts to control our outbreak here. The protective suits and ultraviolet disinfection device was being presented today, where two projects were funded by the Overseas Humanitarian Disaster Assistance and Civic Aid Program. My team at the embassy worked with the Administration for Civil Protection and Disaster Relief, also the Minister of Defense and Minister of Health, to identify equipment needs. Then we sought out local vendors and manufacturers capable of fulfilling those needs while ensuring the funds that we were spending went back into the Slovenian economy. It is critical that we work together, not only to prevent the spread of this virus and its dire consequences, but also to revitalize our economies in the wake of this pandemic. In that spirit, I would like to give a special thanks to the UV-C Solutions for working with us to make this invaluable piece of disinfection equipment affordable within the constraints of our budget for this donation. I'm awed by this innovative technology as well as their generosity and determination to support their country. So let me say thank you one more time, but also reiterate, whatever future challenges we face, the United States stands with Slovenia as allies, partners, and friends. Hvala lepa.